You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock, and this is the Boat Galley. Horrible boat projects. For us, it was removing the old bottom paint. About half of it was literally falling off. More came off relatively easily. Other smaller patches seemed attached as firmly as if it was made of 5200. These are the type of projects that the glossy cruising magazines don't go into detail about. Things like scraping the paint from the underside of catamaran hulls, repowering, patching holes in fiberglass, recovering from a sinking. Yeah, that one happened to friends. I'm sure there's others. A few of our tips on surviving projects like this that go on for more than just a day or two. 9, in fact. First, set a quitting time. Set a time that you'll quit work and start cleaning up your work area and yourself. And be realistic how long the cleanup will take. For us, we quit at 5 o'clock. That gives us time to take the dog for a short walk around the yard, and us an excuse to walk a bit and stretch back out. We get things put away and get a shower before these mosquitoes move in a little after 6:30 and require us to be inside the boat. That's also time to have beer and relax for a few minutes before fixing dinner. Second, find a clean spot outside the boat to put shower stuff and clean clothes. Since we have a car there, we just put our clean stuff in the car to avoid a trip into the boat when I'm at my filthiest. When we haven't had the car, I've just put everything into a bag and found a place to put it. Third, keep your work clothes in a bag. Our work clothes are absolutely filthy, with bits of flaking paint all over. I don't want them near anything else. We both put our work clothes in an old plastic grocery bag as soon as we take them off in the shower room. This makes a huge difference in keeping the mess out of the boat. We're now both wearing Tyvek bunny suits, and our work clothes still get filthy. Fourth, cover the settees with old sheets or towels. When we come aboard for lunch and a bit of a break, we're pretty dirty, but we really don't want to take the time to take a shower just then. I have a couple of old sheets that I throw over the settees so we don't transfer our mess to them when we sit down. At the end of the day, when we're clean again, I take them up and keep them in a plastic bag. Fifth, we keep meals simple. After a day of hard physical labor, I just don't feel like cooking. Cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, and one-pan skillet meals for dinner. Single-serving containers of applesauce and fruit are great as healthy snacks that take no prep at all. Salsa and chips are our usual quitting time snack with a beer. Again, almost no prep. Sixth, you need to take care of cuts, scrapes, and blisters. It's important to keep them clean and antibiotic ointment on them so you don't get infections. We do this every day after our showers and again in the morning before starting work for the day. Cover cuts with antibiotic and band-aids to keep it in place. Seventh, wear old glasses. If you wear glasses and you're doing a really nasty project with paint, epoxy, or chemicals, you don't want to wear your good glasses. Stuff is just too likely to get on them or possibly scratch them. Wear your backup pair. If you normally wear contacts, it's a good idea not to wear them when doing projects like this. If anything gets into your eyes, contacts will only make the problem that much worse. Of course, you also need to wear good eye protection. Even with glasses and goggles, I've still gotten a few pieces of crud in my eyes every day. Eighth, a soft nail brush will do wonders. We found that using it in the shower is invaluable for scrubbing down our whole body, not just nails. We got soft ones for other things and discovered they were too soft to be good as a small scrub brush, but they turned out to be perfect for scrubbing skin. We each ended up taking one in the shower. Finally, get a good washcloth. I like the Trekker ones sold on Amazon. They're a sister product to the scrubber dishcloths that I like so much. And they have just enough coarseness to get my face and the rest of my body clean after using the brush. But it rinses clean very, very easily. Good luck with your project, and until next time.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.